Good evening, Audio Boo. I am sitting in the lavish interior of Antenna on Beck Street. And I've been sitting in a quite a strange little businessy sort of... I can't really explain it. So I'm going to ask this gentleman opposite me to sort of explain it. Because I've walked into Antenna, my usual sort of 6, 7 o'clock on a weekday night. And it's absolutely packed full of people in suits. You know, a lot of people networking, a lot of food, a lot of sort of equipment set up, the PA set up, and for an event called In a Fishbowl. Now, Nick Max from the Lace Market House, who runs a massive network over there of creatives, mentioned to me about In a Fishbowl, and I had a look at the website last week, and I had a look around it, and it's got various videos on there from various companies, and they detail, I think it's 3 at a time, I'm not sure if that's absolutely correct, 3 businesses in the local area, and you follow them from the very start to the sort of very end of their business practice. So tell me a little bit about how In a Fishbowl got started. And introduce yourself, if you may.
Okay, so my name's Toby Reed, and I'm, I guess, the founder of InnerFishbowl.com. And the business was really founded out of a frustration of watching too many entrepreneurs make exactly the same mistakes that I made in the first 5 years of my business. There doesn't seem to be a kind of repository where those lessons that are learned the hard way through making mistakes and taking the hard knocks that could be shared with other business owners to prevent them from making the same mistakes. And so what we decided to do was to actually feature the business owners behind 3 businesses for a 6-month period while they shared the highs and lows, the experiences they had and the lessons that they learned through video diary, Twitter and blogs on innerfishbowl.com. And that's what we've done. And we've just come to the end of the first 6 months of the first 3 businesses that we featured. We've said goodbye to them this evening with a tear in our eye, and we're now featuring 3 new businesses, and we're going to share their story for 6 months so that other business owners can learn from their experiences.
Interesting. So why 3? Is it just a logistics thing? Or?
I think it's probably, I mean, it's a classic kind of MBA compare and contrast number. It's also, you do 10, who do you pick to watch? You give somebody too many options, they don't engage, you give them 3. We feel it's the optimum number for audience engagement, really. And the, you know, the purpose of this is to engage with the audience so they can learn, get something out of it. And yeah, we felt that was the right number.
Okay. And you have some major sponsors, you know, like you've got Aspirin at the top of the chair there. How did you get about that? How did that all come to fruition?
Aspirin, obviously, they're a local firm to Nottingham where we have started. They are keen to move more into the SME market. They don't have a reputation per se in the SME market, but they did 50 million worth of business with the SMEs last year. And they've been present at a few kind of different events that support enterprise, particularly amongst students actually recently. And so I got talking to some of them from that, and one thing led to another, and they decided that they liked the look of Fishbowl. It was something they wanted to kind of see exist and be supported locally, and so hence that led to their sponsorship.
Okay. And you've just recently had Barclays come on board.
NatWest.
Oh, sorry, NatWest. Oh, political.
Yeah.
Political there, sorry.
You can cut that, right?
Yeah, I can cut that. No, it's going live. It's going straight out. So, yes. Rawness, social media.
Yeah, NatWest have joined recently. Yeah. We also have Insider Media as our media partner, and MBV, who are our enterprise sponsor locally. And the intention for the growth of Fishbowl is actually to have a regional, well, you can't say regional anymore, but a local version of the bowl somewhere near you, so that by watching the businesses that are being featured and also seeing the ongoing commentary of experts behind them, you can understand what it takes to do business in your area and who the people are who can help you.
Okay, and going on that, is there an intention of the next, is there an exit strategy in the next 5 years to sell this as a business concern, or is it something that's going to carry on for the next 10 years?
It has a sustainable business model, and it's slightly novel, I guess, in its business model, because everybody's wondering how you get content to pay on the website at the moment. The ongoing commentary from our expert panel, the panel actually paid to give that commentary, because they, as advisory services, are wondering, how do I get readership and traction online at the moment? If I write my own blog, what's my kind of reason for repeat visit? What's my topic every fortnight? We give them a human story that creates repeat visits with the viewers, and we give them a topic to comment on a regular basis, i.e. the live case studies that are rolling in front of them. So it's a sustainable business model. We have paying customers who are very happy with the service and the readership and the coverage that they're getting. Is there an exit? Yeah, possibly, but that's not my motivation. My motivation is to create a much broader awareness of what it takes to get a business from 0 to 5 years. It's a dark and murky world, and no one shines a light on it at the moment, and that's what we want to do.
Fantastic. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.